Recording started.
Okay, let's just move the microphone over a little bit. There we go. Welcome to Free Association. It's Monday, the 3rd of April, 2023. It's early afternoon, just coming up to 12:30. And this is my review of the weekend show, the Saturday afternoon show, which I prepared in advance. About Hadley, so I didn't actually use the material I'd prepared. I was just talking about 25 years ago and my first Reiki initiation, because that was what was on my mind basically. And it's an open improvised show, so whatever I prepare is there for the next time anyway. So I'm going to do it was under the broad title of Vibrational Medicine. And Reiki is vibrational medicine, so of its own sort. So it kind of fits. And yeah, I played a half an hour extract from Daryl Anker in an interview he did about channeling Bashar, who's his extraterrestrial friend that he's been channeling for about 40 years. And it's interesting because he comes up with good material. And a lot of it sounds like variations on a theme, but it's starting from a many worlds hypothesis and then includes a bit of what Neville Goddard would have said about revision and about being in the end. So imagining from the end. And there's a few other things that he says that have been in traditions that I know about, but he wraps them up in quite a clever way with an extraterrestrial channeling kind of show. And it's show business, really. He's in show business, so it's quite theatrical, and his delivery is quite playful, which is good, because it makes it more interesting and more fun. And if you ignore the theatrics and the fact that it's coming from an extraterrestrial, it makes sense what he's saying. So it's all things that you could come up with yourself if you looked hard enough. But he's put it into a package, and it's inspiring for me and inspiring for other people. So I don't care where it's coming from as long as it does the job. And one of the things that he says over and over again is that everything is a permission slip. So the whole event that he puts on is a permission slip for the people in the audience and the people watching. And so is everything else. Every technique, every belief system is a permission slip for something. And all we've got to do is expand consciousness. And that's what the permission slip's for, to give us permission to expand our point of view. So you see the world from a different point of view every single time you look at it. And you're a different person every single time you look at it. So I thought it was a good inclusion. It didn't show up until about 3:30, and the show's 4:00. So I did have something else that I was going to play, but it showed up at the right time. I'm going to use a bit more Bashar next week as well, and maybe do in April. I'll just do Bashar material, and then kind of compare and contrast it with Neville Goddard and with the many worlds theory. Many worlds is interesting. I've had conversations with Lenny Time about many worlds. And it's worth thinking about. It's a tricky idea to get your head around that every millisecond is a different universe. And you're looking at it because you're a different person. You're looking at it in a different way. So it emphasizes the change all the time. Change, 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 which means letting go. It means letting things in and letting go. And the tricky bit is letting things in. Letting go I've pretty much mastered now. It's letting things in that I have trouble with. But there you go. There'll be another couple of these this afternoon, probably, because I do that on Mondays. I tend to talk on Mondays because I start with a review and work forwards. But that's it for now. Thanks for watching, and I'll see you again soon.